Sunday the 1st of September 2019, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, All at Sea. Sermon title, Refreshing. Bible reading, Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
This morning's reading is from Ezekiel 47, verses 1 to 12. The river from the temple. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me round the outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water was flowing from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through the water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, "This water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into Araba, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore from Engedi to Englaim, where there will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea, but the swamps and marshes will become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, neither will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food, and their leaves for healing." And this is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes to see and our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you really want to be refreshed or revived? If you do, know it can be messy. This sermon is about the river of God and about what we must do to be swept away by it. What if I tell you that God possesses all the power, all the body of the water that he wants you to get into? What if I tell you that he wants you to get over your head in this body of water? What if I tell you that he wants you to give yourself over to the power of this river, to be swept away in its current? And he wants you to get into a place where you are helpless and are at the mercy of the river. Ezekiel writes about such a river in where we read this morning. This sermon is about the river of God. If you desire revival, then be prepared also for something strange occurrence at times as we are observing this church. Know that God will take care of his work. It's about becoming more of what the Lord God wants each of us to be. It's about leaving the shore of this stagnant disappointment and walking into the deep spiritual water of the born again, or I believe in God. You see, what has happened in the modern church is that many has become far too cautious about giving their all to Jesus Christ. I really believe that there are many of us today who are afraid of getting in over their heads. I want to encourage you to throw caution to the wind today. I want to challenge you to walk out into the deep water and to release yourself to the currents of God's will and power. This river is a type of the Holy Spirit, as seen in John chapter 14, 16 to 18. There are three ways in which this river represents the Spirit and His work in the life of the believers. Where is He coming from? The throne of God. The Holy Spirit, like this river, come directly from the Father's throne. In its course, from the altar. Notice that this river came from the altar, or the place where sacrifice was made. The water of life. The precious Holy Spirit comes directly from the altar of Christ's sacrifice, the cross, Matthew 20:28. The Holy Spirit came only after the death of Christ on the cross, John 16, verse 7. Jesus can take a life broken by sin and through the working of the Holy Spirit bring healing to that soul and glory into the heart of the life that was the slave of sin. This river can revive. Everything this river touched was transformed with its life-giving power. Notice that verse 9 tells us twice that everything in the river touches will live. When the Spirit of God moves into a life, there will be a renewal. When God moves, He will change all things. He can take that which was dead and make it life. By the way, the Holy Spirit is what we need in this church to get the revival by the power of God. We need to learn to welcome Him and not to be afraid of His power in our midst. As the man in Ezekiel's vision measured the river, he carried Ezekiel along with him. As a result, the prophet was led into ever-deepening water. God wants to do this same thing in our life today. He walked in ankle deep. This represents the step of faith that saved the soul. Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 31. Also in Psalm 34, verse 8. It is true, it is a truly great to be saved. But it isn't the end. It is good to be saved, but isn't the end. He brought us out, but He also wants us to lead us into eternal life. Many stop right here and never go on because they thought they are saved. There is much more to be saved than just getting saved. This is where the work starts. This is where we miss the blessing and the deeper life of God. These people are in total, absolute control of their loved ones. Jesus Christ being the loved ones. In the Bible, where we read, we saw the walking in a deep water over our knee. This is a person whose prayer is trying to live their life in faith before the Lord. Those who are at their level know something of the power of the river. They can feel its power. They know that when they cross through this river at their knees, they believe that the power of God has overshadowed them. But not knowing, the more they go, the more difficult it becomes. We saw the working of the river at the west. We believe that all things are good for our lives. But the more we go deeper to know Christ, the more challenges it becomes. Ezekiel is trying to tell us the work of the Holy Spirit as seen in the walking in the river, as seen in walking over our waist and over our knees. What are the challenges of this Ezekiel to our lives. This is how God wants us to be. He wants us to not to lose sight of ourselves and our goals, our ambition, our dreams, and He wants us to be totally 100% surrendered to Him and His will for our lives. God is looking for surrenders from you. He wants us to surrender our lives totally to Him. When you walk out this deep from the water, you will just be happy. The will of the river become our way of receiving the Holy Spirit. And this is where the command comes. Ezekiel is all wet. He has been soaked with this water. He has gotten into something that is way over his head. That is where God wants to get you. Do you want to know the secret of revival? It is nothing more than for God's people to get to the place where they are as deep as in this story of Ezekiel. Where they are in deep water, but they can't get through. Notice two things that are so profound that we do not want to miss them. Notice this statement in verse 3 to 4. He brought me through the waters. Some of you are holding back on total commitment to the Lord today because you are afraid that if you fully sell out to Him, that your will be drowned. God will never let you down. Isaiah 43 verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When they walk through the fire, they shall not burn you. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. The deeper you go, the harder it is to jump out. What am I saying? Is that an ever-deepening spiritual life is a hedge against failure. Get in and deep as you can. You need a deeper walk with the Lord. If revival is going to take place, let go and let God come in. We cannot receive the Holy Spirit unless we dip ourselves into this water, the water of the Holy Spirit, which refreshes our souls. If you need a revival in the church, we need to have this deep water, the deep water that refreshes our souls. And we need to give all to God and allow the Spirit to cover us. What are we waiting for? Are we refreshed? Are we soaked with this water? Have we embraced this water to cover us? Remembering the verse we read last time, he says, his thought for us is a thought for good and not a thought to harm us. This Holy Spirit's work is not to harm us, but to give us expected end. Give your body to this river. Give your body to this Holy Spirit to overcover you, not on the knee, not on the waist, but all over your body. For you to be refreshed, for you to be revived, there must be a total surrender to be soaked with this Holy Spirit. Our today's prayer is that the Holy Spirit will overcover us in all we do to receive our refreshment and to receive our revival in this church. And may the Holy Spirit from God Almighty be with us always. Amen.